Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Gen Z are accused of many things. They're chronically online, apparently, surgically attached to their phones, avoidant of eye contact, allergic to small talk. We're being very harsh on them here. They are, we're told, the loneliest generation as well, supposedly the one least able to hold a conversation with a stranger. So it may come as a surprise to learn that they, not the extroverted, freewheeling generations before them, are the ones bringing back communal dining. This is an interesting one. We have Leslie Shoemaker, first of all, psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin on the line. Good afternoon to you, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Tell us the importance, first of all, of communal dining, eating with people.
Well, the research tells us that people who do communal dining end up being happier. Apparently, through the activity of cooking together or eating together, our brain releases the happy hormones. So there's lots of benefits there.
Okay. So do you think that this particular generation are eating on their own unless they're out on a date or a very kind of well-planned arrangement with friends? Because we were having that chat in the newsroom and lots of our younger team members were saying exactly that, that they end up having dinner on their lap on their own quite a lot.
And unfortunately, the research would support that. I mean, the research goes back a couple of years that consistently says the Gen Z individuals are the loneliest generation we've had in quite a long time. And I think that that's for a lot of reasons. Definitely, you know, we're on this hyper online community. And for this group of people, it was really fostered during COVID. In order to stay connected, people were doing all sorts of things online. And I think that's had an impact, but also just housing. A lot of people are, you know, still living at home, even though they don't want to. In order to have their privacy, grab the dinner and run up to your bedroom and, you know, log on to chat to your friends. So it's impacting the depth of our social relationships with others.
So meaningful connections, I suppose, because sometimes they can look like the busiest people with, you know, the most hobbies, surrounded by people. And yet, as you say, they can be the loneliest of us all.
Well, look at the social media folks. I mean, they have thousands upon thousands of followers, but those are not meaningful connections, you know. And I think, again, back to COVID, it hit at a period of time, developmentally speaking, like, you know, in terms of psychology, where a lot of that generation were at a stage where they were supposed to be figuring out, who am I going to be when I grow up? Who's my tribe? What am I going to do? And we were all locked up in our homes. So that really got interrupted.
Mm-hmm, of course. I have Grainne O'Higgins, organiser of Mingle Meets Supper Club, on the line. Grainne, tell me all about Mingle. Do we have Grainne on the line?
Yeah.
Hi, Grainne.
Hi. So myself and my friend set it up. We had actually met at a mutual friend's wedding a year and a half ago. And we were waiting at the drinks reception and just got chatting about how most of our friends had either emigrated at some point in their lives or had gone to Australia, London, the likes, and like not a lot of people are left in Dublin. So then we were trying to work out, like, I had said that I had done Ballymaloe a few years ago, so I was always into food and I kind of wanted to do a supper club for that reason. Mm-hmm. But then we got talking about how a lot of friends and connections are made over food. And then Dervla, my co-founder for Mingle, she got onto me and was like, a few months later after the wedding, and was like, do you want to start doing something together and encourage people to meet in person? Because she had also felt she's from County Down, and she had felt that she had found it really difficult to make friends, especially in Dublin, because it's quite a cliquey city, I would feel. Mm-hmm. Then we started doing them, and first few times we had done these supper clubs, which is I do the food, Dervla does the hosting, and we choose a venue throughout the city. We've actually done one in Belfast as well. And we're trying to just do a few around the area and then maybe branch out somewhere else. But for now, we're at the start, we noticed that a lot of people were coming in groups or as pairs. And now, as time has gone on, we have a lot of single people coming to try and make friends. It's more so platonic connections that they're more interested in. We actually have one of our regular guests. She had come to about three of our supper clubs, and then she had given us feedback and told us that she was a photographer as well on the side. So then she actually is now part of our team. She comes to all of our supper clubs and just takes our photos.
Okay, so is Dervla here as well? I think we have Dervla on the line too. So you're co-founder, Dervla.
Hi, how are you?
Brilliant, great. Tell me, where do you start, Dervla? Is it the venue that you start with?
Yeah, Grania and I kind of get together and think about the venue and try and think about a menu that's seasonal that'll really get people kind of passing place. So that's the idea, is that we sit communally and we, you know, have a big shared plate in the middle that you kind of are forced to talk to the people beside you, you know, if you want to get passed out the bread or the main dish. And we also have some conversation cards on the table. I think it's so funny that we've noticed that sometimes they're not even necessary. People just love chatting, and it's actually quite easy to find connection with people about, you know, they might start off talking about the weather, and then they're talking about, you know, their favorite places to eat throughout Dublin. You know, anything can come up. But yeah, we kind of curate the night based on where it is and who we think will attend, seasonal food. And yeah, that's kind of, we
seasonal,
know,
and it sounds like it's kind of foodie food, is it? It's fancy food?
No, it's not fancy food. I think we, yeah. I like, so it's kind of the style I'd cook at home. It's just large plates passing around the table, family style, is what we kind of insist on, rather than it being like a fancy meal. I want it to be very casual and for people to feel comfortable. So it'd be very, like, it'd be nice food. Like, I'd be very into my food, but it wouldn't be fancy plates, or like, we wouldn't be plating it up for anyone. It would just be like, take what you want, pass it along. Don't take it if it doesn't appeal to you. But we do change it up, and it is very seasonal. And that's something we are very interested in, having good food, good produce, and yeah, good connections.
And good connections and good company.
Yeah.
Now, one
yeah.
could be forgiven, Grania, for thinking this sounds like speed dating. It's not.
No. Now, we have had a couple meet at one of them.
I thought you might say that.
But no, for the most part, actually, it is. We have a few girls who've come a few times, and they've met and they didn't know each other before, and now they come to the next supper clubs together. So we've had multiple people who have booked or have come more than once.
Okay, so they've made friends and then they go to further events together.
Yeah.
Okay, which is lovely. And that's the whole idea of it.
Yeah, and we've even gone to like the pub or the local whatever after. Like, I've gone with them, and it's actually really good. Like, it's really nice for us to meet these people as well, and they're all very interesting who come to them. But yeah, it is a big deal. It's a brave decision to do, but once you're there, like, people are very apprehensive and nervous at the start, and then leaving, they're always relaxed.
It is a brave thing to do. I completely agree. Where are people finding out the information about it, the venues and the events, and how much are the tickets? Do they buy a ticket?
Sorry, Dervla, you answer.
Go ahead, Dervla.
I was just going to say, you can find everything on our Instagram, and we have like a little link there, and you can keep up to date with whenever the next events are happening. You can actually also get a voucher if anybody wants to get something for their loved one for Christmas for €65. So for our next, you know, couple of ones that are happening next year. And yeah, you can sign up to kind of hear when the next events are going to be all through our Instagram.
So €65 is the price of it. Does that include drinks?
That includes a welcome drink. And
one
then
welcome
your kind
drink.
Of three course. Yeah.
And is there alcohol?
There depends on the venue. I mean, we've done some in wine bars and things like that where alcohol would be just an add-on, but it's not necessary. So for people who are, you know, maybe sober curious, things like that, it's not a necessary thing that they
it's
have to have.
It's inclusive for
deal.
Everyone. Brilliant. What's the what's the Instagram handle?
It's mingle_IRL. So you could take that as in real life or Ireland, whatever you want yourself.
Brilliant. Dervla and Grania, we wish you very well with Mingle. Keep in touch and keep all of those connections alive. And thank you indeed to Leslie Shoemaker, a psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.